Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels, and it's our Focus Mastermind group this morning. So I don't, right now I'm the only one on. Sue did her first show last night, so she must have been tired, and because it's the time, she's the star of her first show, right? Remember that song? My cousin used to listen to it. She used to babysit it. You don't have to be a star baby to be in our show. And that's true, because we're all stars. That's what I want to talk about, you know, my intentions for myself. And, I'm traveling, but I created Angel Coaches a few years ago because I wanted to provide a stage for everyone to do their work on, you know what I mean? Become an angel coach, you know, do your spiritual work. And you can use this as a umbrella to do that with, or a spoke in your wheel, one of your spokes, many spokes, hopefully. And so we've got some great people that are showing up in our lives, and in mine especially. I was speaking to my dad last night, and I go, Dad, I really remember a couple of years ago, when I started, there was just myself and two other people, and we did a conference call, right? I took that conference call and got a radio show, but I had built a following there. And now it's just wonderful to see how many people are showing up and what's going on, you know, and who knew that it could be like this. And there's a couple other people here. Good deal. Bitch, you got up out of bed. Good for you. I love Vint. He's a character. Vint, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning. I made it. Thank you.
Well, I'm just telling some of my intentions, I know. And I'm so grateful that you're here. But, you know, and now we're on iTunes and on Apple and on the apps on smartphone. I mean, come on, who knew that it could be like this, you know? And it was, I know, right? I was like myself and two other people on a conference call. I think we were talking about relationships, and here we are today, you know, and all these apps, and I'm so grateful. I am so grateful for everyone that supports Angel Coaches and supports all of us. I know that you are a healer and a teacher, so I'm creating another vehicle to do business in, because to take Angel Coaches around the world, and that's my intention, and I got to do a big, big part of that today. Oh, so nervous. Wish me luck. Anyway, awesome. So I know I'm excited. So that's it. And what are you, and Jen, I know you're here, so welcome. And what do you want to create, Vince? I know that you've got some good, cool stuff going on in your own life. So talk to us. What are you doing?
Yeah, thanks. Well, let me just share real quick. I recently received a job offer, and I had put my intention. It was just less than a week, and I received a person had come to the store at Whole Foods and saw me doing massage therapy, and she gave me her card. And she said, would I be interested in perhaps helping in their facility where they're seniors and people with disabilities? And a week before, I had put it out there. I said, okay, universe, God, I'm going to put it out there, my intention. I'm going to see where it goes. And less than a week later, this lady pops up. And I had an interview yesterday, and they really liked me. And it looks like I'm on board for, it's really happening quicker when we get our heads out of the way. And truly, truly mean what we put out there with good intention. And I just let it marinate, and that's what happened.
Yeah, you let it marinate for a week. Yeah, for a week. Some people are like, I've been putting my intention out there for years. Like, you know, one of the messages I got is, when you put it out there, expect it to happen. I was like, yeah, okay.
Yes.
And you just expect it. And, like, I expect to wake up tomorrow morning and, you know, and do certain things. And you expect it. So that's a big key there. Expect it to happen. Wow, congratulations on that one, too. Hey, I have to tell you this. I was pretty excited. I got somebody called me this morning, wants me to be a speaker at one of their meetings that they're starting. So I was like, wow, that's cool. I want you to be my first speaker. And I was like, cool, that's really great. Cool. I was excited about that, too. Yeah, yeah. See, because I like talking, and as you guys know, and speaking. And so here we are. But hey, man, congratulations. That is so cool. Good for you. you know, and everything. Yeah. So, Jen, I know that you are here and you heard from your guy, and or you heard had a little message from somebody, and congratulations on that. Now you've been waiting a long time. Maybe not a long time, but some time. Better, well, that's better said than long time. Is that true, Jen?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Congratulations.
I put it out there. I did. I put it out there. And I guess we'll just see what comes of it. You know?
Yeah, and I'm always a firm believer, guys, in this. People say, well, should I respond to him? Should I respond to her? You know what? If you come from unconditional love, God always responds to us. We just got to listen to that part of us that's connecting to God, connected to God. I always try to come from that part when I want to send a message to someone, and then I'm not sure if I should or not. So that's my ego, but I always respond to you know, people. So I'm responding to you from your message yesterday. Yeah, yeah, Jen. So, yeah, I think you should always send it back. And Vic is here. Vic, what's going on, girl? Vic's going through some growing pains. I'm right there with you. Okay, so we're all going through growing pains, right? I'm growing into some bigger shoes. Go ahead. I want to hear it, man. You're the best. You know.
Yes, my boots are getting much, much bigger, and I am growing into them and learning some really cool stuff along the way about myself, you know? This really is so amazing. I'm amazed, just really, truly amazed.
Well, wow, yeah. And you know what? I love what you said. Vic goes, three, I really miss you. And I was like, man, I miss you too. She's been super busy this week, and she's like a sister from another mother. I go, okay. And Spirit's like, you let her learn her lesson. Don't you bug her. So you're no fun? Angels? I was like, I'm going to call her back. You're no fun? Oh, told me to back off. You know.
No, it's all good. Really, it is. You know, although, you know, sometimes the form in which it shows up is not always the best. But I'm learning from it. So it's all good.
I hear you. You know what I'm learning is I like the form. That's a good quote too, right? She's like so good with that. Yeah, me too. The form is not the way we like it to show up, right? And it's harder. The lessons are harder that way. So, too, as well. Good for you, Vic. Even to recognize
yes,
that. Most of us do.
It's also developing my patience.
Yeah. I hear you, right? Can I share something? Somebody told me this, and I don't know who it was, and it wasn't so long ago. I go, yeah, I must be needing to develop patience. I always ask for more patience. And then this person said, and this, it may have been you, because I know you said something like this to me too. And I said, they go, well, if you're asking to develop patience, you're going to be put in circumstances to develop patience. I go, you have a good point. So I just say, God, angels, all the light beings, I have enough patience. Thank you for that. I don't need to learn that lesson anymore. Bring on the mail shippers. Just kidding. Yeah, there you go. So, James, it's good to hear from you. I know you're here. So I know you've been going through some real growth pains yourself. So share with us what's going on, because you're doing a lot of creating, and good for you, too, as well.
Well,
and happiness.
Good morning,
right?
Everyone. Yeah. No, everything's going pretty good. I learned something interesting last night. Did you know that mosquitoes can bite you through your clothing? Yeah. I made the mistake of sitting outside in just shorts and no underwear, and let me, lo and behold, I got bit somewhere I didn't want to get bit. Damn mosquitoes.
Oh,
talk about growing pains. Anyway, no, everything's going really good. I mean, it's slow right now at work, which is to be expected. It's summer. But other than that, no, I'm just moving along.
I'm going to say something. James has got a great relationship, and he's learning some things about that relationship. Vic, he's going through some similar things that you're dealing with yourself, I think. And that's been, when you can figure out that you are the root of, it's a lesson for you to learn, that's been something you've embraced, right, James? Is that right? That rather than
right.
somebody doing something to you, you're
no,
learning something.
it's something I needed to learn.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
good.
It's learning about give and take and not always just, well, I don't understand why it's not this way. You know, it's not like that. It's got to go this way and that way and back this way again.
Wow. Yeah. It's hard when you learn that lesson. I thought someone really, she's a trainer. I have a lot of respect for her. And I was like, why isn't she as open as before? And she had done a show for me and she got really busy and I didn't ask her to do another. And I never realized up until about 2 or 3 days ago that she really wanted to do more with me. So, or angel coaches, sorry. I was like, so we get so caught up in what we think things are based on our own perceptions or our own emotions, our own past baggage or whatever. And it may be something so totally different, right? How many times have we done that with girls and guys, right? We think, oh, they're not this because they don't like us, or they're this because they like us too much, whatever the reason may be. And it's really about their past, you know, our past perceptions. And then I said, okay, I need you to show me from a soul, my soul, because my soul is not going to be ego. And so when I saw it from a perspective, I asked for that, show me from my soul, not my personality or ego. I was able to see that. I was like, oh my gosh. And then she's leaving and moving. And I said, listen, do some shows with me because I've got a new venue to do them with. And, first of all. And she says, thank you. I would love to. She goes, I wasn't sure how well I did. I mean, you did great. You just got super busy. So it was like one of those things when I asked to see it from my soul, and I suggest that to you guys, if that works for you, then it was amazing and wonderful. I got to see a perception I didn't know existed. And I was like, huh, how many other mistakes have I made? I probably don't be getting on the phone and apologizing today. Down there a long time, but hey, it's all good, right? So anyway, expect it to ask to see it from your soul. Anybody, and Allison, I know you're here. I think Allison is here, aren't you, Allie?
I'm here. Okay. Sorry, I've had
good
y'all
deal.
On mute. I'm mute because I'm at school, no. So it's a little crazy.
I know. Tell us
about
you. What's going on with you? And I hear you. I know. So tell us what you're feeling and what you're creating and what's going on.
A lot of really wonderful things are happening, and I think it was James that said it. Maybe it was somebody else. I've just been, like I said, I've been listening and I've been running around. I think it was, he said he put out something and he manifested it for about a week and it showed up. And I actually wrote down over a year. It was a year in April. It was April 19th of last year, and I think I may have mentioned this before. Anyway, I wrote down what I wanted in a perfect mate, and I've actually met him. I met him almost a month and a half, it'll be 2 months in August, and it's been really wonderful. And then also to kind of dovetail on what Cherie's been saying, you know, about perceptions, past lessons learned, expectations, all of that. I've actually learned in the last, it's been a delightful month, but it's also been a tough month because I've had to learn how to let somebody go that I really loved, that was not good for me. And that has been, it's been a real awakening. It's been painful, but it's been very, the growth has been on so many levels. You know, I had to let go of the ego, had to let it go on a soul level, and I'm still working through that process. And so that's where I've been over the last couple weeks. And I was able to have a conversation with him yesterday, my ex. And it was a very good conversation. It was a tough one, but it was good. And for the first time, I had some peace about the whole thing, which I haven't had in years. And so that was a good thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was.
Very
and so
nice.
That's... Yeah, I haven't. I have really struggled with that relationship and with my ego and with insecurity and fear. Talk about fear. And that's the worst place to be, is living in fear. And I lived there for a long time when I was with this particular person. And having the to be surrounded with all of you and with Cherie and with other support systems, having the grace and the courage to say, you know what, I got to let this go. has been the hardest thing, but yet the best thing I've ever done. And so that's where I've been the last couple of weeks. And I just am very thankful that I get to share that with you all. And I feel fortunate.
Bottom line, you're falling in love, man. Isn't that a sweet butterfly in your tummy moment?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
She's got me. I mean, she hit me between the eyes with it yesterday, but she's right. I am. It's like, whoa.
Then he goes, she says, is he falling in love with me? I said, if you're feeling it when you're with him, he's mirroring it right back. Yeah, I love that falling in love. Never changes, guys, from 16 to 100, man, those butterflies in your tummy. Anyway,
no,
I love that.
I know he called me this morning. I didn't hear from him yesterday, which is fine. I mean, you know, we're adults here. You know, we're both 49. There's no stupid, you know, reindeer games going on. It is what it is. And it's just, yeah, I get that text message and I get the goosebumps and, you know, and the butterflies in the stomach. And then he calls me and he's like, I'm fantastic and I want to see you tonight because I know you're leaving. And it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. Allie's going to go run a 5K in Colorado. So good for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good deal. So, anyway.
I'm going to need all the prayers because it's high altitude.
Here we go. You guys, let's close with an affirmation from everybody. I expect things, I'm expecting it to happen, what I put out there. So, and I expect it to happen for all you guys. So, and that's my affirmation for you. I expect it to happen. That's for me to you and
I like
you guys
that.
To me. Yeah, expect it to happen. Yeah. Vance, what's a good one for you, from you? What's an affirmation? We'll close a shit call like this too as well. So if you tell us, instead of a prayer, we'll do an affirmation. Because some of you guys some time to think. By the way, thank you, Jen. You put a great follow your intuition was a good one that you posted on Angel Coaches. What's one for you, Vince?
Oh gosh, let me just allow myself to dream and let it be.
Dream and let it be. I just got one for you guys that I like this one, and I think this is for all of us. Open your heart to receive more. Okay, great. Huh. It's a little angel message. I like that one. How about you, Vic? Yeah, open your heart to receive more. Huh, cool. Vic has got some good ones. She gets those ones in her dreams. I never get ones in my dreams. I always have to read them, or they pop in my head like this. What's up? Anybody, James, what's the affirmation for you? Don't sit outside in mosquitoes can bite you.
Wear underwear when you have shorts on. Sorry, James.
James, have you got one for us? Because you're just funny, but I think that's a good one. Wear underwear, especially if you're meditating. Mr. James is a sweet soul and meditates. Anybody else want to offer one up? How about you, Allie?
I have one. I do. Okay. I have faith to believe.
Have faith to believe.
To believe that anything can happen. Just ask and so it is.
Ask and so it is. That's great. Jen, do you have one for us? Jen? American Trans?
Just continue to think positive and just believe that it will happen.
It will. Believe it will happen. There you go. I always like know it will happen too. Amen to that. All right, you guys, have a wonderful day. Take care. And
we've got
a show tonight. And Tuesday night, we've got a show tonight, and it's about manifesting and creating. And there's it's developing your awareness. And if you have a higher awareness, when you use your intuition, you're going to create some really cool things. So I'm talking about that tonight. And then also, tomorrow night, Victoria's doing one on animal totems at 8 p.m. So, and then Di is going to do one on Saturday. And, of course, we have a Thursday morning mastermind group. So, you guys, works. And Allie's going to be doing her show pretty soon. No pressure, Allie.
Yeah, I
got
to talk to you about
back.
That, actually. I need to talk
okay.
to you. So we'll talk offline. All right. Bye, everybody.
All right,
love you, everybody.
Bye. Love you, guys.
Day.